And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
Right. I'm just going to play us in a little bit.
When are you going to tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
This is insane. This really is insane. I can't. I'm blown out of the water right now. No headphones. We don't need headphones either.
You don't need
either.
Headphones, yeah. You just sit and shoot the shit.
That's wild.
Yeah, man. So what's going on with your heart?
I'm in congestive heart failure right now.
You look good for congestive heart failure.
Really? Thank.
What is congestive heart failure?
It's when your heart's not working the way it needs to be.
What's congestive mean?
There's fluid buildup in my body.
Okay.
So I'm on Lasix. It's a diuretic.
Okay.
So usually when you take it, you have to pee a lot.
Are you doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
So what's the prognosis? Do you just stay on that for the rest of the time, or?
I don't know the prognosis yet. I have to go to the cardiologist on the 16th and the 18th. I see the surgeon because what they're telling me is I probably have to have open heart surgery to fix 3 things that are wrong. But then they just did this, I had this heart monitor on for weeks. I don't know if they saw you when it was on, but I got mad before the 14 days and I ripped it off at like day 10.
Why'd you get mad?
Because it was just this thing, and it's like stuck to your body, and you have to like put plastic over it to take a shower, and then it started to itch really bad, and I was like, I just couldn't take it. So I mailed it back, and I was like, hope you have enough information. So I put a note in the box. I'm like, I'm sorry. I hope this is enough. I couldn't take it anymore.
Did they say it was enough?
Yeah, but she said instead of... in addition to my A-flutter, AFib, I have now SVT, which is supraventricular tachycardia.
What is that?
It's an abnormal rhythm that happens in the atrium of the heart.
Okay.
So, you know, I have a couple things that are wrong.
Are you? I know nothing about hearts. Is a pacemaker going to fix this?
I hope I don't need that. It's really not that attractive. Being a single woman, I really don't want this.
A battery in your chest?
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, you're getting it down and dirty. And then like,
all of a sudden,
here's a lump. Oh, nice. And they're like, hey, wait, what's that second lump?
Is that a deck of cards? No, it's...
But wait, there's more. Yeah, I swear to God. So, yeah, I don't...
So you find out like later this month what the
deal is going to be. I should, unless he wants to do more testing. He may do, a transesophageal echo or a cardiac catheterization. The cardiac surgeon, which is an echo down your throat. It's like having an endoscopy, but it's a camera and it takes pictures of your heart from the inside.
Oof.
You're not awake, let's put it that way.
Okay, all right. Jesus, Christmas Eve.
And then the cardiac catheterization, you can't be awake because it goes to one of your main arteries in your leg. And they take pictures that way with a small little camera. So we'll see. It's hard to do the campaign when you're constantly at doctors.
Yeah.
I've been at events and things like that. And, you know, I'll knock on doors when the doctors tell me I can knock on doors.
Right.
You know, my health has to come first right now.
Right. And then either way, by November, you'll be better. Like, either you get surgery or you get the Iron Man.
Either way, someone will push me in a wheelchair so I can knock on doors.
Fair enough. But, right.
at the very worst.
Right.
You know, and I've had people tell me, don't worry about it, I'll push you.
Okay.
So, and I said, good, because it's not stopping me.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. How's dating going?
It's non-existent.
What are you doing for work now?
I shouldn't say it's non-existent. It's a little existent.
Oh, what's
it's
going
a little
on?
Existent. No, nothing. I just.
You just?
Had a date with someone very nice last week.
Oh, wow.
Actually, who knows where life takes you, though.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Is there going to be a follow-up date?
I hope
so. Mr. Nice Guy?
Let's see. I hope so.
Has the phone rung?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So, let's
what
see.
What the fuck takes so long? You go on a date last week. It's this week now.
No. We've been talking.
Oh, okay.
Texting. You know, this day and age, it's not like 1985, where it was like, you meet someone, you vibe, and you're on the phone for 3 hours with the cord wrapped around your
right.
body.
Yep, I do remember.
On the floor, and you have this long cord, and my dad would follow the cord.
Try to find you.
Why are you under the table? I don't want you guys to hear me. And, you know, when I was a teenager, it was like, I could still hear you under the table. I'm like, oh, you can? The table was muffling.
Whoops. Thank you for doing the Lifted project.
Yeah, it was fun.
We're doing it with the county now. So I'm super excited about that.
I didn't know about it, but
yeah,
I'm happy to help.
Yeah, thank you. I'll hit you up. I went to Sue's office and they had a meeting afterwards and said, yeah, we'd like to partner with you. So we're partnering with the county.
Yeah. I'd love to. Well,
so thank, well
since
thank
I'm
you
part
for,
of the county, I should probably
say,
help.
Yeah.
I am part of the county.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank
being
you for
on
that.
The legislature. Yeah, that would be awesome.
What else is going on?
Nothing really. Just, you know, hanging out with my kids a whole lot more, because when you get a diagnosis like this, you start to realize exactly what's important in life.
Right.
And as much as, you know, I love music and I love seeing my friends all the time, going out every single night or seeing live music every single night, while that's good, spending more time with my kids is really where I need to be right now.
And do you get tired more quickly now? Because
I do. So what happens is I'll go out and I start dancing and I'm like, oh, I'm fine. My friends are like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Then by the end of the night, I'm like, holy shit, I'm not fine.
Right.
Or the other day, like, my son mowed most of the lawn and he's like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'll come back and finish it. I'm like, all right, no problem, whatever. I don't care. And then I got this bug up my butt and I was like, well, I haven't really exercised much. I'm going to just do a little bit of the lawn. So I did a little bit of the lawn. And then I came inside and I was like, I physically couldn't finish.
Mm.
Which, and I used to be able to do it no problem.
Right.
And I physically the other day could not finish. So I put everything away and he comes home and he goes, what the hell are you doing? I was like, I couldn't finish. He's like, I see the patch.
Right.
And there, why would you not just leave it? I told you I would do it, Mom. I'm like, I just wanted a little exercise. He's like, yeah, and I'm going to come home and find you dropped on the floor because you think you could do it.
Right.
It's like, you can't.
That's so wild that something like, there's something that serious, like a diagnosis that serious. But they're like, but we can wait a few weeks to find out. Like, I would think they'd have you in there, like, if it was Tuesday, they'd have you in there Tuesday afternoon.
Because what they're telling me so far is that my aortic valve, albeit it's messed up and leaking and has regurgitation and all that stuff, they said it's moderate to severe, but it's like on the more moderate to middle side.
Right.
They've seen way worse.
Right.
In patients where they had to get them in like that. However, I think the thing that's throwing them and me off is that I'm symptomatic over it.
Mm.
A lot of people don't get symptomatic till they hit severe.
Right.
I don't know that if it's just I'm so in tune with my body that I feel it, or if it's, I have other things too, right? I have aortic aneurysm. I have pulmonary stenosis. I have this AFib, A-flutter, SVT crap. So I don't know if it's a combination of everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if everything just has to get fixed at once and I'll be better. So that's what I'm going to talk to the surgeon about.
Yeah.
Say, like, is it imminent? Do I have to do it now? Can I wait 6 months? will I feel better?
Right.
If I get it done. And are you going to keep me alive? Because
right.
Because at the end of the day, I'll stay just like this if there's a chance I'm not going to be okay.
Right. Right.
I'll stay just like this for as long as I can until right. they have to do it.
Are your kids looking sideways at you? Like, are they
they're
making
they're,
sure
they're,
you're...
Yeah, they're sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son came in my room the other morning and just kind of, you know, he's 19. You know, he's 5'9", the kid. He's 169 pounds. He's a big, he's ripped. He came in my bed. He's like, move over. And he just was hugging me. He's like, are you okay? He's like, I'm all right. I love you. That's all. Like, love you too. You know, like yeah. he just, I think they're just seeing my mortality, whereas their whole life, I was Superwoman.
Right.
Superwoman don't get sick, just like my mother was to me.
Right.
Even on my mom's deathbed, as I'm sitting there and she's on hospice, I was like, how did this happen? You're Superwoman. You have 9 lives. You yeah. don't leave.
Right.
You know? So I think my kids are starting to see that, although my mom was 83 and I'm 54, so
right.
you know, I'm hoping I have 30 more years left.
I'm sure you do. I mean, if they're willing to wait a month to do something about it, I'm sure you got 30 years. I had a massive breakdown with Gramercy last night. I'm like, she's going to college, and I'm like, it's not doing well. It sucks.
It sucks. Is she going far?
Yeah, she's going to Coastal Carolina. So
it's a great school, though.
Yeah.
My kid's friends go there. It's a great
school. Oh, yeah?
My son just went there to visit his friends.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, it's on the beach. But I'm like, dude.
If I had a redo, I'd do it.
Yeah?
I'd go there.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
And live there or just go to school there?
No, I'm just go to school there.
Just go to school there.
Maybe live there. Maybe I'd like it. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know, man. When this like, them growing up is really hard.
It's tough, but my daughter's going to be 22 on Monday. Her birthday's Monday.
Oh, wow.
And I don't foresee her going anywhere before she's 30, so there's that.
That's nice.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's not nice?
I'm joking. It is nice.
That's because when you get to be my age, you want your kids around all the time because you're not really doing anything else.
Yeah.
There's not a tribe of single women on my front door where I need yeah. privacy. Yeah. Me and
well, I don't have a tribe of men at my front door either. Like,
you will once you get the heart thing cleaned up.
Yeah, if I have a tribe of men, I hope they all look like Jason. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, no, I for some reason it like hit me last night, and she was out. Her prom, dude, these proms are fucking insane.
That is amazing.
So catch this story. So she goes to school.
Do you have pictures of her prom dress?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
But I will by tonight because tonight is her prom's actually tonight.
Oh, it's tonight. Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's out getting makeup and stuff, right? So this prom, first off, $600 dress. Right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Holy shit. So now she was going to go with this guy who she dated for like 3.5 years, for 2.5 years in high school, right? And he's a certain height. So she buys shoes to go with this guy, right? Then she thinks about it, and the guy's like being the guy. They break up. I'm still hazy on the details, but they break up. So she starts going with this other,
shorter guy.
No, taller, but by like a foot and a half.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So each pair of shoes is $200. So we're $200 for the one guy's shoes. Then we're going with another guy from the city. That's another $200 for his shoes. Then she goes on a trip, her senior trip to the Bahamas. This is this kid's life. Senior trip to the Bahamas. And the big boy gets like a little possessive, right? Because he's from a different school, so he can't go with her. So, and they break up. And she starts dating a guy seeing a guy who's like right in between the two. First guy.
Oh, come on.
Third pair of shoes.
No.
Yeah. Then.
You're really nice because I'd have been like, bitch, you're wearing the first pair of shoes. And that's too goddamn bad.
Then she's like, well, you know, it's kind of romantic to go with the guy to her high school prom with the guy that she dated all through high school. So now she's back to the first pair of shoes. Yeah. And then.
That's insane.
Right?
You're really nice because I'm not that nice.
And then, so now I'm $600 for the dress, $600 in shoes for 3 pairs, right? The bus to the, or the, because they got to go in a party van or whatever the fuck. That's 170. So now I'm at 1,370, right? Then they go to her friend has a house out in Long Beach Island. So a bunch of them are going out there for 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another, pick a number, 800. I'm into this prom for like $2,100,
$2,200.
Right, right. And I'm not even
going.
Yeah, man. And then, but then I hurt her feelings because then I was like, so they have like a pre-prom thing where they all go to one person's house and get dressed and makeup and all that
stuff.
Yeah. I didn't think that was a dad thing. And my one sister was in the delivery room with us and everything. So like, you know, I thought, and I thought only two people could go. And I was like, look, I can't do hair, makeup, or ooh and all.
Right,
so
right.
You
right.
go. But then she called me up and she's like, you're not coming. And she was like almost in tears. And I'm like, no, I'll be there. I didn't know it was important. But yeah, no, this prom is fun. And then there's graduation. And then she's going away. It's just too much.
I had two. I get it.
I don't know how you did it.
Well, my son, you know, you just have to rent a tux. So
right.
With
right.
him, that was all right. But Gia went to like... She went to 3 or 4 proms.
Oh! Are you working now? Or do you have to take time off?
I'm working.
You are? Okay, all right. So you can still work.
Can I still work? Should I still be working? My cardiologist says no. But I'm still working. Like, who's going to pay my bills?
Right. Yeah, that's easy for a cardiologist to say.
I mean, obviously I have my elected job. And that's, I can do. I don't have to do. It's not strenuous. It's just... emotional.
Right.
You know, you want to make sure everything's going well for your constituents. But the bartending and the concert security is a little physical.
Yeah.
Well, not that I get physical. I'm not fighting at my age.
No, but you're standing for 8 hours at a time. And right. bartending especially, you're moving.
Well, that's more physical.
Yeah.
That's more physical.
Do you do any of that at all?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
Yeah, I do. See, what a good dad. I mean, that's a good dad.
Bro. Dude.
And you call her bro. The funny thing is I do that to my kids because they call me bro.
I got it.
My son calls me bro or he calls me gang. Although since I've been sick, he's now calling me mom. So.
Oh. Oh, wow. That's sweet.
I know. Like, oh, now I'm mom.
Yeah. There we go.
Wait. You had a call on the air. Hold on. Hey, Rosa, what's up?
Hey, Rosa, what's up?
John Burton had a call on the air, so I thought maybe I would have a call on the air, too.
Yeah, man.
What?
I'm doing a podcast, and John answered his phone on the air, so I wanted to answer my phone on the air. What insight do you have for us today?
Is that Gia?
Yeah, you're on the air. No, it's my best friend, Lisa.
Oh, hey, Lisa.
We better not have our normal conversations, then.
That's what I said. I'm like, shit, if I call you and having a normal conversation, we'll be in trouble.
Yeah, good thing you warned me.
So who do we hate today, everyone?
The usual.
The usual people.
When don't I hate everyone?
True, good
point. Do I know Lisa?
I don't know, but we're heading to Queensryche in about a little while.
Oh, how come I don't know Lisa?
I don't know, because she never comes out, because she hates people.
Oh, okay. how much do you hate people, Lisa?
I really hate people quite a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
What's the cause of this hatred of people?
They're arrogant.
Most of them are assholes.
Is Lisa in a relationship?
No, she's not.
Oh.
Lisa's single.
How old is Lisa?
Lisa's 3 years older than me.
Okay. Is Lisa bitter? Is that the problem? Or
no, she's been like this her whole life.
Oh, really?
And he was an asshole, the ex, so there's that.
Oh, Lisa, you have an ex?
She's got several exes.
Yeah, you know.
All assholes.
But yeah, they're all assholes.
Was Lisa married?
No.
Oh. Would you get married, Lisa?
Not unless he had a whole lot of money.
Oh.
You're out.
Well, I got other problems with marrying other people, but I'm married already.
I know.
So
would, I'm
it
kidding.
Poses a, it poses. It's not an insurmountable challenge, but it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to move to Utah or something.
Utah.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, Utah. You'd have to move to Utah. That's great.
I don't want to move to Utah, though.
Well, I might want to... Oh, no. I thought... Is Nikki Sixes in Wyoming or Utah? I forget which one.
I don't Grant, make sure you answer the phone when they call.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, Israel, let me get off the phone. He's getting off his call.
All right.
All right. Let's call you back. Bye.
Bye. That might be the most interesting segment I've ever done. Because what's funny is, like, they can... Oh, hold on 1 second. Bro, you got to answer the phone when they call, man.
I know, but what do I do if I'm driving?
Answer the phone.
Speak.
Pull over. Just pull over. When they call, pull over. Or...
I have Wi-Fi.
Bro, you don't need Wi-Fi to take a call.
No, but to get on my computer.
Well, then just tell them that you're in a car and they'll do it for you. Okay?
What if I'm, like, at prom?
They're not going to call you when you're at prom. They're going to call you in a couple hours. Is this important? Because if this isn't important, don't answer the phone. But I got them working on it, so...
No, I know. I'm just nervous.
All right. Don't be nervous. Let me call you back.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Love you. Bye. No, so what was funny is while they're talking... They can't hear you, but because you're whispering into a mic, the show can hear you.
Yeah,
so it's
I know.
Like you're doing commentary.
I was.
That was
why
great,
do you think
man?
I was doing it?
So when are you going to do your own podcast?
I don't know how to do it. So.
I'll sit and do it. You bring somebody in, and I'll just run the.
Yeah, I have
for
to
you.
Do it. You know, the thing is, yes, I want to do my own podcast, but yeah, I'm working on doing a YouTube show because I do the YouTube show
right.
with my friend Pete. And it's all about music. It's Sea of Tranquility
okay.
on YouTube. And so I do a show with him on there. But I want to do my own thing.
You do like a community issues podcast.
It's going to be a little bit of everything.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't not do anything with no music, you know. So it's going to be a little
you
bit of everything.
You play an
instrument? Not well, no.
What do you play?
I have a Gretsch drum set downstairs and I...
Oh, I knew that, yes.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm not good at it. Let's put it that way. I cannot play. I don't practice.
Right.
Right. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice,
right.
practice, practice.
Right.
I don't have time to practice. And with any instrument, including your voice, you have to practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you don't practice with anything, you're not going to be great at it.
Right.
You know?
Are you hoarse from training? Is that what that
no.
is? No.
I'm hoarse because my daughter's a dork. And had a bad cold, and I think I woke up with whatever the fuck. I don't know. It's just laryngitis right now, but...
Oh, that sucks.
It does suck. And I'm going to tell her, like, don't touch me if you're...
So you got to come back then, because you won't... I was going to try to get you to sing, but if you're...
Yeah, I probably won't sound too good today.
Yeah.
But I would like to do it.
You want to try it?
No. This voice...
It might be hot.
I don't think it's hot.
It might be hot.
I can read you an ebook. That might be hot. No, like, if we're talking hot, like, the lights went out.
Yeah, see.
You know, like,
you got the raspy thing
but I'm
going
just saying,
on.
Like,
keep going. Keep
I can
going.
I can read you.
I'm married 26 years. Keep going.
I'll read you and your wife a book. You can play it at night. Yeah, that's so funny because several people have actually said that to me. Not now because this is laryngitis, but
right.
several guys that have actually spoken to me on the phone were like, oh my God, your fucking voice. Like I said, not right now because it's laryngitis, but my regular voice.
You know what would be great? If you did my outgoing voicemail message.
I'm in.
That voice.
I'm in.
That would be cool.
I'm happy to do it. You have like a million guitars in this room.
So, yeah. Well, that was...
Some without strings.
Well, those are all... That's like 1920s. That's like 1920s. This one over here still has strings on it. That K still has strings
yeah.
on it. That I could actually play. But yeah, well, part of the problem with the old studio was I couldn't have bands, and there wasn't like enough room to play guitar.
Yeah.
So I kind of overcompensated now. So I have like that sitting there. Those seats don't have arms for, so they're just like two or three guitar players
yeah.
can sit and just
yeah.
do their thing. And then I just got that Martin Woodstock guitar. So I bought. That's at home.
I work at Bethel Woods, so I see that all.
Oh, do you really?
I bartend there for 5 years.
No, I know that, but I didn't know that
they have
the
that Martins all over. Well, not the guitars. That picture.
Oh yeah.
They have that everywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Martin did a
3 days of peace, music, and love. Yeah, Woodstock. Like that's all over Bethel.
Some dude gave me that. I bought a Martin from him, and a regular Martin.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, I listened to your show, and I thought, this, you know, I know you're up in the Hudson Valley. I thought this would be cool if you wanted it. So he gave it to me.
Does he want to give me anything?
It sounds fun. It sounds okay, man.
Maybe he wants to give me something.
You gotta practice. You have what you need. That sounds okay, right?
Sounds great. Sounds really good. Are you kidding me? He's so good.
Oh, thanks. What do you want to sing? Sing with me.
The hell am I singing with this voice?
Nothing.
Exactly. What are you singing? I don't even know what you're playing.
I don't know what I'm playing right now either.
Hysterical.
Anyway, it sounds cool, right? I mean, it's not like a super expensive guitar. It's like a commemorative.
That's beautiful. No,
guitar,
it's really pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I like it.
Would you ever join a band?
No.
Why not? Too much work.
Because I make way more money bartending.
Oh, yeah.
Because I booked bands for 5 years. And I had to advocate to the owners of what these musicians are worth. And they're worth a lot more than people are willing to pay them.
Yeah.
And so I make, you know, they're up there singing, doing their craft. It's what they love. And it's what I love, music.
Right.
But I'm slinging drinks. And I'm making three times what they're making. So no, the answer to that question is no.
Yeah,
you'll always find me behind a bar rather than being in front of a microphone.
Is,
I mean, although I
hard?
Have no.
How do you?
It's not hard. It's time consuming.
Oh.
It's people. The band members don't respect your privacy, and they don't respect. You know, it's not a 9-to-5 thing.
Right.
So they'll see you online and go, "I saw you up on Facebook," or "You just commented on someone's thing, so I know you're awake." And it's midnight or 1 a.m, and they shoot you a text, and or it's the time they're getting home from a gig,
right?
Because they work during the day,
right?
They gig at night, and they're just getting home at midnight, so they're replying to you at midnight or 1,
right?
You know, or you're in the middle of a meeting in the middle of the day, they reply to you. It's a 24/7 thing. That's why it's, again, even for me booking gigs, when I booked for this company, 5 of their venues for like a good 5 years.
Oh, you worked on the venue side.
I worked on it for 5 different venues, and I booked.
Oh, okay. I thought you worked for the bands. Oh, you worked for
no.
the venues. Okay.
No, but it was hard for me because I had to advocate for the bands on what they were worth.
Right.
And then I had to advocate for myself on how much they're paying me to book their bands. I'm like, why? You're not doing anything. I'm like, bitch, I am 24/7. I am connected to my phone and calendars and getting back and moving people around, and it's, you know, so they would underestimate my value.
Right. But you never worked on the band side of it. Would you ever do that?
Yeah, I would. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I bet there's a career in that around here. Or am I making that
up? I don't think so. I think
you want to call Lisa back, by the way?
No.
I bet there's a career in that, in booking bands around here.
No, because then you have to keep every single band's calendar, and you have to ask them if it's okay, when they're available. They do that amongst themselves. Mm. Plus, then they would have to pay me. And I don't think they want to take any money out of their pay to pay me to do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing it for free.
Did I tell you my original music idea?
No.
I bet you would find this interesting. So, there's like Hudson Valley's got a stupid amount of really good musicians, right? It's stupid.
Stupid amount.
It's just, it is stupid, right? So, And there's some really good songwriters up here, too, that do original music. Because I never, like, covering stuff is fun, but it's also fun to do your own thing. And there's some, like, really good songwriters up here. But you can't get paid to play your own stuff.
No, you cannot.
So you wind up ignoring it,
yes,
right?
Yes, I agree.
Because you're spending so much time, you know, maybe once a year you write a one-off song just to scratch the itch. But you can't, like, really develop your own music. And I think that's what keeps the Hudson Valley from being like Nashville.
Right.
Because I think the level of talent
is of that ilk.
Is of that ilk. But
it is. I agree.
In Nashville, there's a tolerance for original music that there's just not up here. Because people, you know, people just want to hear Brown Eyed Girl.
Well, not that anymore, but yeah, they want to hear a crazy bitch, and they want you to shake their butts.
Too. Right, right, right. So, in order to build the original music genre, the trick I think is repetition. Like, if I play you a song of mine right now, you might like it, right? But you're gonna get in the car. Something else is gonna come on. You're gonna think of something else, and then you know, in 2 days, you won't remember the song at all, right? So what I want to do is I want to partner with – I was originally going to open a venue for this, but now I don't want to do that. But I want to partner with a venue and say, look, Thursday, Friday –
oh, yeah, music writer's night.
Saturday – no, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon from 4:30 to 6:30 so that everybody can go gig afterwards. Every music – like John Burton gets a half-hour slot just to do original stuff from like 4 to 4:30. But it's every Thursday. This way, like, you hear a song of mine, you like it, and if you come back next Thursday, you get to hear it again. By the third or fourth time you've heard it, you'll be into it.
If I come back.
Yeah, but if you're in the habit of going to that place anyway, right? So,
I understand your concept. I don't think it would take off because there's been, for years, right? I'm here my whole life, so yeah. For years, there has been... like open mics or open jams where people could do their own music or music workshops or music writers right. night. Come in, do your own stuff. No one goes. That's the problem, is no one goes.
Because it's marketed that way. If you just happen to be in a bar for happy hour on Friday night before you're going out, and you went to that same bar like every Thursday or every Friday because it was close to work or whatever, and there happened to be original music playing, you're not going for the original music. You're going to the bar, period. But you're getting original music pumped into your head.
You can try it, see what happens. I don't know that people would...
Yeah. I don't know. Because there's got to be a way to get more...
Let's do a segment on here. I'll host it with you.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do a segment
on here. A songwriter's thing on here.
Let's do a songwriter segment.
All right.
Let's do a Hudson Valley. Let's do a Hudson Valley songwriter segment.
Why have I not done that?
I don't know. Let's do it. We're going to create it right now.
Okay. Why have I not done that?
Well, you're doing it now.
Am I dumb? Is that
no.
what happened?
No.
God damn it.
Let's do it. Let's do a Hudson Valley songwriter segment.
Right.
We'll interview one musician a week or two, whatever, right. however many you want to post.
And you got to do original music. Well.
We'll interview them for 15 minutes and they get 15 minutes of music. This way it's a quick half hour.
That's not done. A bad idea.
And we could do it a couple times a week.
That's a good idea. Interview somebody for... You got to be tricky. Well, between the two of us, we could make it interesting.
Oh, no, I'm good. And I'm really... Actually, I interviewed many people for... I interviewed Papa Chubby, and he said that was the best interview I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
Swear to God. At Daryl's house. When I worked at Daryl's house.
All right, we should do that.
Yeah, interview him for a few minutes. Ask them, you know, things like... just ask them all the same generic questions. Like, right. How'd you get started? What made you go into it? X, Y, and Z, you know?
Oh.
What would you want people to know about you or feel right. about you? Or, you know, what's one thing that no one knows about you?
Right.
You know?
I did this.
I like Barry Manilow.
You know, you don't... So, this is really weird.
I'm just telling you.
No.
It's one thing people probably don't know about me.
So, I was talking...
Yet, I can mosh in a Slayer concert. You know, go figure.
I can't do that.
I can.
No, this is really weird. So, I'm talking to... She's a life coach in Jersey. So, so it was virtual. So, I said, tell me something that about you that I wouldn't expect. And she goes, I really like Barry Manilow. And I said... Time in New England.
I know.
One of the best songs written in the last century. Now, some of the Copacabana, go fuck yourself. But Time in New England.
I like the Copacabana.
Nobody likes that Copacabana.
I like it.
Oh, that makes me want to hurt Barry Manilow. But Time in New England is like one of the most beautiful love songs ever written.
I'm going to go listen to it in my car when I leave here now.
Time in New England or Copacabana?
No, Time in New England.
I should learn to cover that.
You should.
Right?
Yeah.
So we get done, but we talked about it for like 15 minutes. This is how weird the universe is, right? So we talked about it for like 15 minutes. I make a bunch of Barry Manilow jokes. I leave. I go to Hannaford's. To get, I don't know what I was getting.
And Barry Manilow was on.
Time in New England when I walked through the door.
That's crazy.
And I haven't heard that song in like 20 years. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I love when stuff like that happens. But I don't understand when stuff like that happens. But I love when stuff like that happens. If you get reelected. when you get reelected. Because I've asked you this before and you dodge on it. Politics as a career. Because you're passionate about it.
Yeah, as a career around here, local.
Local.
Yeah, I don't
But you wouldn't want
to. No.
Where else could you go? I mean, legislators, like, I mean, you could be a mayor, I guess, right?
No, don't want any of that. I just want to help my people in my area.
So, but you can't make it, can that be a full-time job?
No.
So it can't be a career career.
I mean, shouldn't say that. Is it a full-time job?
Well, the hours are full-time, but you can't, you can't make a living at it.
No.
Right.
No. It's not. That's why I still do other things.
That's crazy.
But I love it.
Two of the most valuable things that our culture has to offer, music and local politicians, and you can't make a living at either one of them.
No.
That's bizarre.
No, but bartending's done me good, so. Kids stay in school. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I taught my daughter how to bartend, so now is going to go bartend Mountain Jam for 3 days.
Oh wow!
I don't know. Let's see. It's the first time doing it.
No, but if you went and did it,
I mean, I don't know because we did a rodeo for one day, and we made like almost $1,000. So let's see what she makes at Mountain Jam. I mean, I'm hoping that she makes.
We should explain to the listener that's not a person making that sound.
Oh, yeah, it's my phone, I know. So hopefully I can't work that weekend at Mountain Jam because I'm going to my cousin's daughter's wedding in Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
My sister's flying in. We're actually going to go see my aunt, who's 90.
Right.
My mom's only living relative, so.
Oh, wow.
That's why I can't work that weekend, which sucks, but she's going to go work for 3 days. And so, like I said, I taught her, and then my son's like, Mom, teach me. And both my kids have a personality, and they have the work ethic, so.
Right.
I told him, yeah, it's a great thing to fall back on. I said, you could always do it no matter where you go because God forbid you ever ended up homeless. God forbid, for any reason.
Right.
You can walk into any bar and say, I have the personality. I can make some drinks. I'm ready to work. I'm a hard worker. Please hire me.
And AI can't do the job. So you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Bartending and musicians are like going to be the last two working people. You fool around with AI at all?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, it's scary, man.
No, I won't do it. I refuse to do it.
Why?
I don't know. It freaks me out.
For, like, proposals and stuff, though?
I don't know.
Like, it would help you.
I don't know.
It would help you, no?
And then you're not using your brain. I'm using ChatGPT's brain.
Yeah, but, like, if you're
writing... Then my brain goes to mush.
Do you have to, like, write proposals?
No, but I should have to articulate that myself. I should be able to think about it myself. If I can't do the work myself, there's an issue.
Well, no, you're saying you can't, but this does it faster. And for stuff like, say you want to pick a local issue, you want to do a tree.
I'm teaching the AI how to take my job.
You don't have to teach it. It's going to anyway. Eventually, there's going to be president AI because AI can make better decisions than people.
Great.
So you don't have to. But say you wanted to pitch like planting a tree over there or whatever, right? And you want to make the environmental argument, you want to make the aesthetic argument, you want to chat.
This actually might be a cardiologist.
Oh, go.
Hello. No, it's not. Okay. It was a New York City number. I got nervous.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's hilarious. So far today, we've talked... Well, we didn't talk to a cardiologist. We did talk to a college. We didn't talk to a cardiologist yet.
Yeah. No, we didn't. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to head out because I'm actually going to go to the doctor from here.
Okay. How much longer do I have you for?
2 minutes.
Okay. Are you depressed because of the heart? Like, does it weigh on you emotionally or are you just like annoyed about it? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course. But you can't. Yeah, absolutely. I'd be lying if I said no.
Right.
Right. So depression, anger, all of those emotions come to fruition when you have any kind of medical issues usually. But I learned to not sit there.
Okay.
You can feel what you feel and right. process it, but you have to process it. And if that means writing, or if it's like this past weekend, I sat alone in my house.
Right.
I did nothing with nobody. I mean, right. my kids, my son had a bunch of friends over and they did karaoke.
Oh, that's fun.
20-year-olds did karaoke. So that was fun. But yeah, I mean, you process the things, you write down, you scream, you yell, you do all the things to process your emotions, and then you move on, because you can't
right.
sit there.
Right.
Because if you sit there, then that's an issue. And then it will just manifest in your body into more sickness, and you right. can't do that, you know?
But you're on top of that part of it.
Yeah, I'd like to think I am. Right. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you have to call you or
yeah.
somebody else and, you know,
invent a
whatever.
Little bit.
Yeah, of yep. course.
No, I get it. We did that this week. I get
it. Yeah.
Do you, all right, so that singer original song
We're gonna
thing,
do it.
We should do that.
I'm coming back tomorrow.
Okay.
Beautiful. I know. Whenever you're here,
I'll set it up.
Set it up.
All right.
I'm coming back.
Beautiful.
I'm 5 minutes down the road.
And when you get the diagnosis, you'll come back and tell us.
Oh yeah.
That you're good.
Oh yeah.
That they were wrong and
right.
It's just a head cold.
Not good. Yes.
You were misdiagnosed.
Just a goddamn head cold.
Right.
Yes, I would like that very much.
To support your campaign, is there anything we can do?
Not yet, but I will be here with bells on when that right. time comes.
Beautiful.
Love very you. Happy that you had me here.
I'm very happy you came. Thank you.
Very happy. I really love the new space. And I just kind of want to be here all the time.
Oh,
makes
can.
Me happy.
Okay.
Come I might. I'm 5 minutes away. I may just pop in.
Do.
Especially when you're having guests. Oh, who the fuck does he have in today? I mean, I can't peek through the glass, but I can
peek through the window. Yeah. And if it looks like it's interesting,
I know.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Oh, goodbye to everybody.